going to go back to the telephone lines as we take calls. Our very special guest today is Mr. Paul Miller of Turning Point Ministries. Immediate response, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? We're find a fanatic from man.
You call him a fanatic?
Well, yeah, we have an all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah.
I mean, depressed me so much I feel like taking some tranquilizers. Where you come from?
He is a newspaper columnist. He has a show.
You calm down, huh?
He has a show on radio. He is entitled to his views. I thought he was a bit extreme myself.
What extremist? Which church is going? Make sure I don't go there.
My views are not based on my church. My views are based on my Heavenly
down.
Father. I have a question for you. Why do you call me a fanatic? Do you want to play basketball after the show today?
You're too excessive. You're too in the box. This is a new day.
So you think
just, you don't live in the four. You don't worship in the four walls of a box.
So in other words, you say
you got to plunge into the deep end. You got to be, you know, flexible. This is a new day.
Thank you for your call,
Darrell.
Uh huh.
Man, let me touch you something before you leave me, man.
No, man. No, with the time running out, we're only dealing with this today.
I don't deal with this lady, man.
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
You gonna have in?
Next week.
Don't bring no more people on your show, yeah?
What?
Don't bring no more people on your show like that. They depress him, man.
You mean this gentleman here?
Like anyone like that or him. Don't bring no more.
You're not a fanatic.
No, I'm not. I'm a fanatic. You know, I have a book home, right? And in the days of Noah, they said Noah was not only known as a fanatic, he was known as a wild fanatic. I'm gonna give you the quote whenever I come by Zedness again. And Noah's message was simple. It was gonna rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And Noah told him, say, come on into the ark with me and my family. And they thought Noah was crazy too. But when the flood was over, only 8 people were living along with the animals. 7 clean and 2 unclean. I'm a fanatic on principles. I'm not against people playing a simple game of basketball or baseball or whatever. But when you're playing for competition, I think the viewers are missing this. If me and Dad want to go tonight to see them play some basketball before sunset, I'll happy to go play basketball with Dad. We're not going to play for food or for drinks. We're just going to play for fun. If you and I want to go run a 100-yard dash for fun, fine. But I'm talking about competition here, whether it be in academics, sports, whatever it may be. It should be fun. Put it in the fun. How many kids walk away from the field feel downhearted because they got 3 strikes and they were out? Pitch the ball so everyone can get a hit. That's what I'm saying. Even if a child get low grades, there should be something in the life of the child who got low grades that the teacher should recognize to compliment that kid. Because there's a gift hidden there. There's some gift hidden in every child that God has given there. But that ain't how it is in society today. The only person that is lifted up is the person who does well. If you don't do good, you're no good. That's not true. That's not what Jesus said. And you find it all through Jesus' ministry. Those who give the least, he considered those people great. And those who give a lot, he didn't consider those people being great.
Immediate response. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Darrell Miller.
Hey.
Sparky here.
Hey, Sparky.
I just want to ask questions because I know your time is short. Do we still live in the Bahamas in a democracy?
Mm-hmm.
We're in a democracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Darrell, and you've brought this topic up over and over. Do we have the right in this country, like Mr. Allen said, to have a referendum, put it to a vote, and the majority of people, if they say that's what they want, then that's what goes down as law?
Well, the government will decide whether to put it to a referendum.
But that's what I'm saying. But if the people press enough, and the government decides, right, that they will give us a referendum, and the majority of the people decide we would like to have the referendum in our country. Then the government says, okay, the people have spoken. We put it into law, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way it should go. What I have a problem with is when you have a certain bunch of people, whether they be in the minority or what, or whether they be Christian or Muslim or what, forgetting the word that this is a democracy. Now, this gentleman is basing everything on his personal belief his personal religion. He has chosen the religion of becoming a Christian. Remember, that is what he has chose to be. But he and his doggone followers and his minority group, or whoever they are, has no right to tell me what I must do. Remember, I am living in a democracy. And if we decide as a majority that that is what we want, him and his group got to abide by what the majority want. He has no right to enforce his religious belief on me because he grew up and he believes in the Bible.
Thank you very much.
There are other people that believe in other things. And tell JT hello if he's out there, because I don't know how he's doing, okay?
Thank you.
I need to say something there, but what I want to make perfectly clear, if the government passed a law saying that lotto is accepted by the people, so be it. See, I don't want a law to be passed where someone's going to force me to do what I don't want to do. We have freedom of choice here. If you want to vote, say we must pass a law, then so be it. I'm not going to go downtown with a placard and tell the government, no. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to vote no. And if the majority come out yes, saying it must be, well, so be it. I'm going to still love those people who gamble. I'm going to still love Sparky.
If you can't compete in sports, then why are you voting for a government?
I don't vote.
You don't vote?
No, sir. And the reason why I don't vote, now, if they put a referendum out there, if you should have a lotto or no, I will vote, and I will vote no. But I don't vote. And the reason why I don't vote for the government, because when I vote for the government, I'm telling the government that I approve of them having liquor stores open. I approve of them having the casinos open. And so be it. Anything that doesn't glorify God. Now, do I love the government? If the Prime Minister called me a minister, I'd be there. Anything I can do to help the government, I will help them. But I'm not going to encourage them down a path.
But you don't go to the polls.
No, sir, I don't.
To vote.
No, don't. I don't.
You ever voted in your life?
Yes, I did.
When you stopped voting?
I stopped voting shortly after the last two elections. I did not vote. I know that I voted once before, and the other two elections I did not vote. But I love everyone in Parliament. Anything I can do to help them, free of charge. Any government official want me to help them, free of charge. All I want to do, I have fun preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what I do for fun. I've been in the world. I ran the world for 13 years. And there ain't a behemoth that I don't love. And I do anything to help them morning, noon, day or night. In the community where I live, people always tell me to run for government. I said, why don't they go in government? The Prime Minister is represent the area that I live in.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Got kids?
Yes, I have four kids.
Do they think you're extremist?
No.
Think you're fanatical?
No. Because they know the principles are based on the Word of God. We must realize that Christ was looked at as an extremist. But was he an extremist? Who showed more love and compassion than him? And at the end of the day, they nailed him upon a rugged cross.
You have boys or girls?
I have three girls and one boy.
So those girls will never enter a beauty pageant, right?
If they ask me for permission, I'll tell them no. If they want to, then so be it. I will not stop them. But I won't show up.
What do you mean?
The reason being is because, like the caller said, Sparky said, God give us freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. I will not put a rope around their hand and tell them they're not going. I say, based on what I understand.
They're minors, aren't they?
I mean, no. Well, while they're minors, no, I won't let them.
Uh-huh.
But when they get of age, if they care to go, then I won't stop them. Mm-hmm. But I will let them know God is not pleased.
What if one of them came to you, just hypothetically,
okay, yes, sir.
Now, and say, Daddy, I'm coming out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gay, I'm coming out the closet.
I'll still show them love. I'll tell you, my heart goes out to people who are battling with this lifestyle. I know I had a situation at a church where this young man was like that, and they wanted to tell the pastor, don't tell the pastor, let me talk to him. I invited him to come by my store. When he came, I asked him, I said, I have a question for you. I said, there's rumors going around that you're on the opposite. I said, that true? I said, tell me that's not true. And he said, yes. I said, I have a question for you. But before the question, I said, let us pray. When we finished praying, I said, was Jesus ever tempted to be a homosexual? And he said, no. I said, how do you answer the response when the Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin? Jesus was tempted to be a homosexual, but that was not his weakness. His weakness through his ministry was to remain human. Unlike the illustration I did with the stones a little while ago, here comes the devil after knowing God had divine powers to turn these stones into bread. Could Christ have done it? Yes, he could. I told the young man, all you need to do, once you recognize your Lord, go to Christ. And I assure you, he would give you victory. Don't play with him. Let him know where your weaknesses are. Present it before him. Stay away from people like that. And don't compromise the principle. And one day, he would give you victory.
Okay. Well, our time is out. I want to thank you very, very much for being our guest today. By the way, when Tonique won the gold, you weren't watching?
I watch it on the news. I didn't watch it live.
Because you don't support that.
But I love her. And I'm not saying that she's lost because she does it.
But you don't support that kind of thing.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact,
you don't support the lottery. You don't support sports.
No, I don't. A simple game of sports, yes, it's okay. Competition-wise, no, it's not okay. And I assure you, any of those athletes out there that are participating in sports to the best of their ability, if they ever get a hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ, their lifestyle will be drastically changed.
You're in a league all by your own, man.
No, I'm not. There are many more like me, but our voices are very rarely heard. You'll be surprised to know how many people are convicted just like me. And one of these days, you may be able to have a show. There won't be enough room in here to hold the people who have the same conviction like me, based on what the Bible has done for them in their life.
Today's show has been brought to you by Altex Underwear, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Tile King, Midens Wholesale, Security Plus, Texaco Bahamas, Snack Food Wholesale, Twin Brothers, the Boyd Road location, giving away books and pencils tomorrow to the children, the original walk-in medical clinics, Brandy's Boutique on Coconut Grove Avenue, 50% sale, Twin Brothers Coconut Grove Avenue, giving away food to the needy and to the poor on Sunday between 3 and 5. They're also giving away books and pencils to the kids. Today's show also brought to you by Eden's Community and Daycare Centers. They have been around from the 70s, still going strong, air-conditioned, now registering for September. Eden's located on Eden Street South of Geneva Brass Seafood. God willing, I'll be back on Monday with another lively provocative topic here on Immediate Response.